All right, I am joined by Talisha. Welcome, Talisha.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Awesome. Please introduce yourself and what you do.
Okay, so I am Talisha Naika. I'm an optometrist at NeoVision in N1 City. That's my baby currently, about 3 years now. And yeah, that's what I'm currently doing. But other than that, I'm a strong believer in the universe and that absolutely anything is possible. And that's how my life has actually been, by just believing. And yeah, that's where I am now.
Strong believer and an optometrist. So you sort of can see the future.
Maybe sometimes.
I was having a conversation with my mentor talking about nature loves courage, and that's how magic works. So
I love that. Wow,
I think we can just actually talk about and delve into it maybe later on in our conversation. But for the sake of our conversation, I've already asked that question. So why did you choose optometrist?
To be honest, I didn't want to be an optometrist. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of chose me, just because when I finished studying, I applied for a lot of completely different options in life, to the point where I think maybe my parents were a bit confused as to how am I making all of these changes. And then I think...
What was the first one and the second one?
So obviously I was doing science in school and all of that. So everyone always says you need to put medicine as your first option. Not that I wanted to do medicine. I was obviously interested in people and health in that way. So medicine was one of my options. Optometry was one of my options. Psychology. I have a love for psychology. That's something that I actually decided to do. And then just when I went to pay my fees to say I'm going to do that, optometry gave me a call. And it was like, somebody's calling me to come and try this out.
Sure.
And then I was at the campus, and then I told my mom, I think my mom was with me at that time, and I said, okay, wait, let's go and see what optometry is about. And then I got in, and at the first 2 years, hated it, wanted to leave, hated it, I hated everything about it. I don't know why. I think it was just not for me at that time. But in my third year and fourth year, when I actually started seeing what it's going to be like, then I think I fell in love with it. Optometry, at first, I had no idea what it was about. I thought I was going to be selling glasses to people. Sure. But then the actual health of the eye, and when you see somebody pick up glasses and they can see now for the first time, I think that's what caught me. And there's a lot of psychology in it. Like, I'm actually doing a bit of psychology within this.
It's too busy.
Absolutely, because my testing rooms are not just reading the chart and picking a lens, one or two. It's actually so many stories and the amount of people that I met. So I wouldn't say that I chose optometry. I would say that I slowly fell in love with it, basically.
Interesting. And then when you were in varsity, what are the things that you did to sort of make sure that you graduate? And what are the few things that you can sort of advise someone who's studying it now to sort of look out for?
So optometry, I studied in Durban. I'm originally from Durban, KZN. Mm-hmm. So I studied in Westville campus, UKZN. And it's a 4-year degree. So you get your degree with your honors. And in those 4 years, your first 2 years is basically a lot of introductory, normal subjects, your physics, your maths, your life sciences, all of that is all your normal sort of introductory to health. Only in your third year do you start actually doing practicals, and your final year as well, where you actually have to go to clinics and you see government hospitals. We got to work on the Pelo Pepper train. So only in your third and fourth year do you actually see what it's like. I think why I hated it in the first 2 years is because I didn't like anatomy, and we had to go to the morgue and actually see and do everything in the morgue. And I think that threw me off a lot. The stuff that you see is...
So you don't get used to it?
I just don't like looking at dead bodies and looking at anything with that. Sure. I would prefer to talk to somebody, but I think that's what threw me off a lot. Like, I just didn't like the anatomy side of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I didn't actually do medicine. Mm-hmm. But after you get through that, it's one of your five senses that you're saving. I mean, it's your vision, and nobody realizes how important that is until it's gone.
Yeah.
So even though we are not the ophthalmologist, we actually have small steps to prevent vision loss. So I think that's, we slowly make a difference.
Yeah. So visual correction.
Hmm.
Okay. So you finish your school period and you start working. Can you please just go through your career and what are the things that you sort of learned about your career and about yourself?
So as I said, so it's a 4-year degree on campus, mm-hmm. and then straight after campus, you have to look for a job. So as soon as you're done with campus in your third and final year, you do all of your training. So you do your clinicals in order to make you work into a practice. After that, you can either decide to work for a hospital or private. Mm-hmm. So private has become very much retail now. So there's a lot of optometrists in malls, in centers. So any of the franchises that offer you a position, you take it as a junior optometrist and because you want to start working.
Sure.
Alternatively, you can apply to get into any of the government hospitals where there's a lot of need. Like, there's a lot of help that's needed there. Mm. In my case, as soon as I graduated, I got a job in Richards Bay. So that was 2 hours from Durban. And then I started working at one of the franchises at Otorga at that time. Straight after that, I worked for about a year and a half, and then I got an opportunity in Cape Town. And then I've been in Cape Town ever since.
Okay. And then community service, how was it for you?
Amazing. I think that was my favorite part. Mm-hmm. We got to work in hospitals. So we had rotations where we had to go to different hospitals in different places. We went to different provinces. We on the actual Pella Pepper train at that time.
Can you please just explain what Pella Pepper train? Because I think you said it for the second time.
Yeah, so it's a health train. And the train basically goes throughout the provinces and stops at certain sites.
Nice.
Where they offer free services to people who obviously need it. And on that train itself, it's a health train. So it has an optometry department. It has a dental department. Mm. It has a pharmacy. So it's for all the rural areas that don't have access to health.
Yeah,
so
sure.
That was really nice.
Interesting, yeah.
And you get to work there. And yeah, you just see so many different people actually need sight and they don't get it. Mm. So that was my favorite part. Of
sure. You say, what is it called? Teller?
Pella Pepper Train.
Pella Pepper Train.
Pella Pepper Train.
Yeah, nice. So just before we move on from the community service, any heartwarming stories that you can sort of share with the guests of how you were there, someone had a challenge and you sort of gave a solution to the challenge, and any challenges that you also met during that time and how you sort of solve it?
So when I first started working, this was my first job ever, and I just came out of campus. So obviously, as soon as you graduate, you remember everything from campus and you don't really know what the working world is like, especially in optometry. So I had a patient, and he was my first patient ever. Mm. And he had an accident. So his optic nerve was damaged. Mm. So he could not see at all. And when he came into the room, my supervisor at that time, she was the owner, she told me, you know, there's nothing much we can actually do. Just maybe see if we can make his glasses a bit better. And, you know, it's just one of those cases where your vision's gone and there's nothing you can do.
Is it on both, just one eye?
It was on both his eyes because he had an accident. Mm. The thing is, prior to the accident, he was a stage designer. So he used to set up stages and he used to work, I think, also internationally. I can't really remember, but he loved his job. And he was young, probably mid-30s or so. The thing, even though he couldn't see, he could walk into the practice. He could know exactly where to sit. Mm. He was just, his other senses just picked him up completely. Mm. And when I saw him, I just felt too sad. So I feel sad for patients too quickly sometimes.
Mm. Sure.
And so he just came in for a normal test to see if there's anything we can do. And obviously, spectacles are not always the answer. Mm. Sometimes we have to refer to the ophthalmologist. They have to do other procedures on your eye in order to activate that vision. In his case, though, it was nerve damage. So it's kind of like if you are in a wheelchair, if your legs, if your nerves are damaged, it's damaged.
It's like when your disc
exactly.
is broken.
Exactly. So, and in our eye, we only have one nerve. So once that nerve goes, there's nothing you can do. So I told him, you know what, let's just look at some frames. And I was just speaking to him basically, and he just told me his life. And then when I realized that he is a stage director and how is he going to see the stage to actually put up everything for his concerts or all of his job, all the job that he has to do. I just started Googling. Like, I didn't know what else to do. So I started Googling and I found this company in Germany who specialized in optic nerve therapy. Obviously very pricey. So I reached out to them and I said, you know, there is a patient that we have. Is there any way that you could potentially see him? I put in all the details. I contacted the ophthalmologist that he was working with and I just waited. There's nothing else I could do. I just waited. And then he came back. Like, I don't know how, I don't know why he used to always come to the mall and leave, come to the mall. So I told him about this organization. But I didn't want to make him too excited just because, I mean, I didn't want to get anybody in trouble here.
100%, yeah.
So I told him about it and he was happy to do it. He obviously had the means to travel to Germany and to do all of that. So he went for a few sessions and he actually got some of his vision back. Obviously, it's not totally there, but he can do his job and he can work. And it's a very new center that they are trying to activate new sort of technology into this. But he was there. So he went, he took a picture with them there. He sent me the picture at that time. And I just couldn't believe that he's there doing it.
100%, yeah.
And I think that was my one first heartwarming story that I ever had with a patient. And that just made me love vision that much. Because the thing is, I mean, imagine you wake up and you can't see and you have to go throughout your whole day with your eyes closed, basically. And that was his story. I mean, he could see before it and then his accident happened and then he couldn't. I think that's worse. I think
that's scarring. Yeah.
I think it's worse to be able to see and not see at all versus obviously being born that way. Because I mean, it's traumatizing on somebody.
100%.
Yeah, that was my...
It sounds so exciting. And you mentioned something about being touched by patients and trying to be professional. And I sort of try to ask this question because I feel like students, at least with health students, they sort of get to understand that while they're still studying that there are times where you're going to be so invested in a patient and you have to get to a point where you sort of have to draw a line, which is
very difficult. I struggle with that now.
Sure.
I'm a very emotional person. I love love. I love emotion. And I just, I don't know. It's a very difficult line to draw that I'm still learning how to do. Just because some people really need your help. They really need your help. And sometimes there's only so much that you can actually do.
100%, yeah.
So I think that's something that I will still continue to learn forever. Just because, I don't know, I think I was brought up in a way where I had so much of love around me all the time. And I was just so blessed with my family and my friends and all the special people in my life. So that when you hear a story of somebody else who doesn't have that, you just want them to see that it can be a certain way. You know, I feel like it's all your mind switch that it can actually be that way.
Sure.
So it takes a lot of energy for us to also go in and now try to convince them to be a certain way. So yeah, that drawing the line, I need to really also learn how to work on.
I think it makes sense, but it's one of those things which you guys as health practitioners sort of have to draw the line, and it's sort of tough. I know some of my friends who are Christian, they'll say that sometimes they will just pray for their guest. And I mean, it's not, you're not allowed to do that, but it's one of the things where you sort of the human nature comes in, where you sort of feel for the other person that you're working with and patients. So the next question is, I just want you to explain what optometrist is. then I can just ask the question, what's the difference between that and ophthalmologist? Yes, so, I just
sure. So an optometrist is an eye. We're not an eye specialist. We're more of, we see, so the name is optometrist. It's not a doctor. It's not a specialist, but we basically are health practitioners. So we've studied the eye, we've studied the diseases. We basically will specialize in glasses and contact lenses to help your vision. But optometry has become very different now as well, where we can do other things. If you get diagnostic properties, where you can start prescribing or start doing certain drops in the eye. But basically, we test your vision, we want to save your vision, and we want to correct vision. Mm-hmm. That's the basics of it. Okay. How we correct it is either via contact lenses or glasses. Now, as soon as it becomes more of a health problem versus, so say we're looking into the back of your eye, we see a problem with your nerve or the blood vessels, and it needs some sort of operation or surgery or prescribed medication, then we'll refer to the ophthalmologist. Mm-hmm. So that's more of an eye specialist. They have studied medicine for 7 years, and then they have decided to now specialize in the eye itself.
Mm.
So that's the difference between us.
Sure. Interesting. And I like that. Oh my God. I had a question that I wanted to ask now. Yes. Now I remember. So I just want you to give general knowledge that almost everyone should know on how to take care of their eye, sort of to help everyone have a general knowledge. Mm. I mean, we have been told that we must eat carrots. Mm. I'm not sure if that's a myth or not.
So look, all,
so you can just give a share of that.
So the first thing is prevention, right? That will be our first step, is to actually test your eyes. Mm. So we say for children, so under the age of 20, they should be testing at least once every year.
Mm.
From about 20 onwards, at least every 2 years. In an eye test, we can see a lot in the back of the eye. You can see diabetes, you can see blood pressure, you can see all a lot of health changes. So it's really a window to your soul when you look into your eyes, and we can see that.
Sure.
So your first thing would be to just be testing your eyes at least every 2 years or so and monitor your vision. Everybody now is on a computer the whole day. You're sitting in front of the screen or your cell phones the whole day. So take breaks if you can. We always say there's a 20-20-20 rule. So every 20 minutes, take a 20-second break and look at something 20 meters away from you, window, just to give your eye that relaxation. Nobody actually does it. None of my patients have said that they do it because we're so busy. So they're sitting all hours in front of the computer, very straining, very damaging on the eye. You as a person know what you're doing with your eyes all the time. A simple check with us, getting the proper glasses, you'd basically prevent your eyes from weakening in the next 2 years or so if you just check.
So now you have all this experience now, and as an optometrist, and now you're doing your own of a franchise, right? Please go through the journey and what are the challenges and what are the highs and lows of being an entrepreneur now. Do you call yourself an entrepreneur, or you still call yourself a...
I still call myself an optometrist.
Okay.
Just because, yes, I was blessed to have near vision and have it be mine. But I'm still an optometrist. I'm doing the same thing
that
I was doing.
Sure.
I'm trying to save vision and save everybody's eyesight. Mm-hmm. How it started was when I initially moved to Cape Town, then I was working for Specsavers. I had the most amazing boss ever. He was like my mentor, the best person I could have ever worked for. And I worked with him for about 2 years, two and a bit. And then Near Vision found me. They contacted me and they asked if I was interested. And I fell in love with it just because of what they believe in and how we can serve so many people. No matter where you come from, no matter what job you do, anybody can come in. I mean, our eye test is 190 Rand. So That alone is something that caught me when I first heard about it, just because I've never heard of that before. And I think that's what led me to Neo Vision. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I really, really do. Just because I can see the different types of people who can come in and everyone is treated the same, no matter what. And you get the same pair of glasses, the same selection of frames, and nobody feels left out. Also with having Neo Vision, obviously, it's crazy busy. I'm very new to the business world and having a business. It's something that I'm learning every single day. Time management, knowing how to actually keep work at work.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's very tough, but it's exciting. I love it. Every day is a new challenge. Every day is something new. The people that come in just make us laugh sometimes because you just, you know, and I'm lucky to have currently my sister who's with me. So I guess we find a way that works for us.
Yeah, I think that's really an exciting journey. And it's part of what we believe in as like a podcast, that we just believe more and more good things for you. And it's part of what we believe in, that as you come here, we believe that the right eyes are going to be watching this and they can sort of benefit from this. The last question that I always ask my guests is, what has been a recurring theme in your career and what have you benefited from it?
So a recurring theme within optometry or a recurring
your career,
theme
in
within
your career.
Life?
Now you're making it not complicated, but you're making it interesting. Okay. Now I wanted to say that in your career, since this is a career platform.
Okay. So a recurring aspect that's always been there is there's not enough people who have access to us. A lot of people in the world don't even know the need to test an eye. They don't know that it's something that needs to be done. Mm. I mean, not even everybody goes to the doctor. Nobody likes to go to the doctor.
100%.
It's just with the eye itself, if you pick up a problem at an early stage, you save so much of vision. There are some conditions where it causes permanent blindness, but if you've just noticed it earlier, you would save all of that vision. So I think that one thing that we continuously try to do every day is try to reach as many people as we can. And I think that's where Neo Vision came into it, just because it really is for the community. It's not for certain groups of people. What is retail? I mean, in all the malls, if you come into the mall, that's retail is retail. But Neo Vision, for some reason, they found a way to serve the community. And I really love that. Like in N1 City as well, we get to serve everybody who comes in there. And the amount of vision that can be saved and that is saved, we get to see that. Mm. So I think the only thing that's constantly there is how can we reach everybody? Mm. Even if they have the knowledge to just know about, okay, at some point in my life, I would like to go for a test. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that's always on our mind, just of how can we reach more?
Mm. I think in closing, I just wanted to give a shout out to your store and all the details that they sort of need to know to come through. And we're based in Cape Town, so all the people should be rushing to Neo Vision at your store and sort of come and interact with you as well. Please give a shout out to your store and just give all the details that are required.
So we are in N1 City Mall. Neo Vision is in N1 City Mall and it's here in Goodwood. You can call us or you can check us out online. We can do appointments online or on a call booking. But yeah, just if you type in Neo Vision N1 City, it'll pop up and everything is there. Our numbers, our WhatsApp line, we're open to everybody.
Awesome. I think I'll be the first one to come through with my wife. We'll come and do our eye checkup. I didn't know that was so cheap, almost 200 rands, because you said it's 180, right?
190.
Yeah, so it's 200 rands. So we'll come through and get our eyes checked, and we also practice the 2020. Oh, that's interesting. So we're going to practice the 2020 as well. Thank you so much Talisha, for coming through and sharing your journey.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much for everyone for watching. See you in the next one.